once again, so the extra point is good, making it 21-0 with 10:44 remaining in the second quarter. Harbor Beach out to the early lead, 21-0 over Ubley. We'll be back right after this.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recor radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
And we're here in Ubley. As Harbor Beach out 21-0 over the Bearcats, still with 10:44 left in the second quarter.
And the Ubley Bearcats have to have, we're never out of touch with these guys' attitude. That's just like they would pick up the phone at some cellular and dial in a score.
I'm sorry, Thumb Cellular of Van Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. You're never out of touch with a cellular phone from Thumb Cellular. Call them today at 1-800-443-5057. And Ron brings up a good point. If you have any scores from the area and you're listening, please call 269-9931, and please let our studios know in WIW and Van Axe. That's 269-9931. Kraft with the boot moves right to left across your radio. And Sweeney picks it up at about the 15-yard line and brought down Avery Wainer on special teams, just coming through strong.
Using his arms, though, I'd like to see him use the shoulder. He just about ripped the shoulder off of the other player there as I'm not sure who picked up the ball. He fumbled it. And that allowed the Wainer to get down there with his speed and rake havoc.
So, Wainer, but can you imagine if Wainer used his body on that? He was going 90 miles an hour down that
he
field.
He would have had a cha-ching if he would have hit him with a shoulder pad.
That's right. So, Bearcats take over first and 10 from their own 21-yard line. Drake hands it off to number five, Kaufman. Jason Kaufman pushing ahead for about 3.5 yards. Bringing up second down in Ubley territory. Jason Coffin, his eighth carry of the night. Good enough for three. Yeah, that's 3 yards. Out to about the 20-yard line.
Sutherland and Colapart made the hit for the Pirates, so they got a short gain, and Ubley has to stay to that course right now. They can't give the ball back to the Pirates here because the Pirates really have the mojo going on offense.
And Ubley maintaining the ball most of this game, but Harbor Beach scoring just like that very fast. Ubley in the wing tee, rolling to his right, hands it off to number 47. The ball carrier has the first down, and then some, about an extra 7 yards. He gains about 14 on that. Number 47 is Jimmy Shaw.
Travis Eswaker made the hit for the Pirates, and that's what I mean. They have to stick to their attack on the ground. They can't get fancy and go away for their game plan and try to throw with the Pirates.
So this is the 20th play in Ubley offense tonight. First and 10 from their own 38-yard line. Starting to drive down the field. Maybe getting some of their momentum back. Shaw hands it off, or Drake hands it off to number 47. Shaw once again pushes ahead for about 8 yards. Is this their go-to play here?
This is their go-to play right here. Colapart looks like they're running a double dive to their strength of their formation, Clark, which they're sending a lead halfback into the hole, then giving it to the second man, and he's following him right through.
Jimmy Shaw there with a 70-yard gain. He now suddenly has 27 yards on the game on five carries. So it brings up second and 3 for the Bearcats. Now at their own 46-yard line, Drake under center, two men in the backfield and to the right. Hands it off to number 47. He has room to run. He's to the 35-yard line where he's brought down by two Pirates. Number 47, Jimmy Shaw now going to the left. And he has plenty of room to run.
Tripped up by Eli Kraft. He has tons of speed, I'll tell you. Just like Ubley Motor Service. You have to have speed, but you got to beat the weather and get your car in there.
So that's very good. That was a well played there, sir. I'm trying to do the math here. That's a 20-yard gain there.
Now, I said the Ubley can't go away with what they do best. And that's run the football.
And they are not. Drake hands it off to Shaw, but Harbor Beach sniffs this one out at the line of scrimmage, maybe then a yard, bringing up second and 9. Shaw, 1 yard gain.
pulled apart on the hit for the Pirates. I'll tell you, that kid's been all over tonight.
I'd say so.
For the Pirates. He's been sniffing out those plays inside.
That's
I'm
right.
Trying to see where he plays. I believe he's playing a linebacker position.
You talking number 7?
No, number 22.
Oh, number 22, okay.
Yeah.
He looks like he's playing the middle linebacker.
Yep.
So, Drake under center, two men in the backfield, and to the right, inside the box still. Drake, there's the snap. Hands it off to number 47, Shaw. Room to run, wide open, and gets down to about the 15, about the 16-yard line, where he's brought in. Do I see some trash talking out there?
No, you don't see that in high school football. Number 12 made that, yeah.
Okay, I'll take your word for that. So that's about a 15-yard carry.
That was a little guy out there carrying a football on. He's going, hey, way to go, Ubley.
So, just like that, Ubley marching down the field, first and 10 from the Harbor Beach 15-yard line on the feet of Jimmy Shaw. He has suddenly 63 yards on 8 carries.
Well, it's just like going to McDonald's Food and Family. You don't know what you're going to get if you stay the course.
That's right. Drake under center, two men in the backfield, that end out right. They're going to stick with this one until they get it shut down. Drake, there's the snap. Hands it off to number 5. No,
they got him shut down this time.
And they even faked me out there.
There's 5 of them there for the... And leading the way is number 81 for the Pirates, Tom Sutherland. So, you know, if you go to McDonald's Food and Family, they have bratwurst today only for $1.77 a pound. Or a 5-pound bag of Spartan frozen dough to make your pizza.
That's
on
right.
This wood furnace by CHF.
Wow, CHS.
CHF.
You don't want a CHF here.
No.
You might have the CHF if you eat the bratwurst, but that's a whole other story.
No, that's chemicals.
That's right. So, second and 10, no gain there from Shaw and the Bearcats. Second and 10 from their own 15-yard line with 7 minutes remaining. Harbor Beach 21, Ubley nothing. Drake under center, hands it off to number, or keeps it for himself, looking back to pass, has the man open, number 5, but incomplete, out of his reach by about a yard.
Overthrew him, and if he would have threw it a little shorter, he had a receiver open, but he overthrew him by about 3 yards. So.
And that pass was intended for number 5, Jason Kaufman, bringing up third and long, third and 10 for the Bearcats at their own 15-yard line, as the rain starting to come down. A little bit stronger. We can see it running through the lights here. So that pass game can be very difficult.
That could be bugs, Clark.
That's not... That is the 10 flags coming our way if those are bugs. So, third and 10 now from the 15-yard line in Harbor Beach territory. Ubley trying to knock in this one here. Hands it off to number 47, Jimmy Shaw. Gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Ubley.
He kind of got... hit there a little bit, stood him up, and he kept going and turning his feet, going slow like he didn't have the ball. And then all of a sudden, just like
boom,
a bullet from Randy's hunting center, he shot in there for the touchdown, the first one of the night for the Bearcats.
And boom goes the dynamite. It's now 6, Ubley, Harbor Beach, 21. 21-6, Harbor Beach leading this still, but Ubley suddenly has some light, has some energy, and Jimmy Shaw running right down the field. Pushes it in, 6:45 to go in the second quarter. Ubley on the board. They're going for 2. Drake hands it off to number 5. Kaufman, he's in for the 2-point conversion. It's suddenly Ubley 8, Harbor Beach 21. We'll be back right after this on WLEW.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
And we're back here in Ubley as Ubley gets on the board for the first time. 2-point conversion is good as well, so it's 21-8 Harbor Beach leading this one with 6:42 left in the second quarter.
Well, just like we came out of that spot, Signature Bank, if you're looking for a hometown community and the community got behind Ubley as they put on 8 points here, and as they trail in this one, though, 21-8.
So if you're looking for a hometown community bank, make a Signature Bank and see the difference a local bank can make. There's the kick from Ubley. And that one.